not in bed currently. So well done. Some of us have chosen to take a shower. Potentially all of us. Some of us, we've all chosen what we're going to have for breakfast. I had some toast with raspberry jam on, because that's my favourite jam. Some of us have chosen to come to church this morning. Some of us have chosen to come to church because it's the right, or it's what they felt I need to do. Because maybe you're coming to support somebody. And others have just come because I do it on a Sunday. It's what I do. And some of us have chosen to come to church because we want to say we love Jesus and we want to glorify him. Because you come to church to give God what he's worth. Life is full of choices. Some choices are quite easy. Other choices, less so. Now, my wife would be saying, for me, if we look at a restaurant, she would go, it's a hard choice. Well, it's not, because if it's a burger, I'm probably going to go for a burger. But at least I'll look at the menu and decide if there is something else. But it will go back to a burger. So, when I was 27, just a few years ago, I made the choice to ask my then girlfriend to marry me. And I am pleased to say that she made the choice to accept my proposal. And today, though we may not always see eye to eye, we are committed to one another. And our choice to covenant together. As I said, life is full of choices. If you are looking to go somewhere, you've got to choose which way you're going to go. You have to choose a destination. We've all chosen, well, some of us have chosen for holidays coming up. We've already chosen where we're looking to go, and we booked it. I know. But that's partly because my wife's a teacher, and we've got only certain periods when we can go, so we need to get it booked. So, right from the very beginning, choices have existed. You see, God chose to create the world. God chose to create the world and everything in it. He didn't make robots. He made human beings. And he made them in his own image. And it was good. However, things changed. Human beings chose to go their own way. They chose to break the relationship they had with God. They thought they knew better. With this choice, their perfect relationship with God was broken. And from that point on, God has sought to restore the relationship. But each time, people have taken the choice to go the other way. In the end, God had to step in. He had to step in to restore the relationship. And the only way it could be done was through his choice to send his son, Jesus, to earth. After some time living with us and revealing who he was to those who chose to follow him, he chose to give himself for not only the few, but for the many. That reading says that the people chose Barabbas over Jesus. But Jesus chose to allow himself to be put in that position. He chose to give himself, to die on a cross. He chose to provide us with a way to have a restored relationship with God. So simply, what I've just said is that God chose to make it, we've chosen to break it, and Jesus is choosing to fix it. The choice was made because Jesus was the only one good enough, without blemish, The Bible says that all have fallen short. Not one is good enough. Lovely clean bit of paper. Not anymore. Tiny little blemish. Not a perfectly clean bit of paper anymore. Tiny blemish, be a bigger blemish. Even bigger blemish. An even bigger blemish. When I was doing youth work, one Sunday I got a young person to come to the front because I was going to do an illustration, and he had his brand new jumper. Lovely, clean. And I put this shirt on him and I says, right, what are we going to do? And I got paint on my hand and I then slapped the front of his shirt, because he put the shirt over his jumper, to blemish the shirt. Unfortunately, his nan was not impressed, because from the congregation, a voice came out and said, I didn't know it was a brand new jumper till she said, that's a brand new jumper. And it was ruined. The blemish had gone through onto that jumper. Now, we might go, all have sinned. Well, that's like, oh, yeah, all have sinned. Well, actually, some of us, maybe that's a size blemish. I think the majority of us is that size. All have sinned and fall short. And the reason I say that is because, actually, God can't. If God goes, I'll accept you, even with that little blemish, that perfect sheet of paper is not going to be perfect anymore, because there'll be a little dark blemish on it. To have a relationship with God, we need to be clean, without blemish. Otherwise, God would no longer be perfect. We who are imperfect would make him imperfect. With the obedient choice of Jesus, God has done his part. We just need to do ours. What does this mean? When I was younger, when I was in my teens, me and my mates, we'd go off in our cars. And we'd go off for drives. Imagine that. Young people driving round the M25. Woo, what an exciting life I led. But we would drive round the M25 and then we'd stop for somewhere to eat. Find like a pub or somewhere, and we would get some food. And because we were young people, what we did was we all ordered food, and then, I don't know if you've ever done this, came to the bill, and then there was the discussion about who had what. Because then you had to break up the bill. So it's like, well, I had a burger and I had a drink, I had a Coke and I had that pudding. So that means you owe us £18.33. And used to put it all in. I bet restaurants loved it when 17 of us walked in. It's like, oh no. Well, they didn't know that until the end, when we decided we're going to pay the bill that way. Now I'm different. I'm in the 50s. And we tend to say, actually, you're going to come out for a meal with us. I'll pay for this. I'll treat you. Let me buy this. If I was to take Nathan to Nando's, because I know he loves Nando's, I wouldn't say, right, well, Nathan, I've had this, you've had that, you pay for yours. I would say, hey, Nathan, let me treat you. Let me treat you. Let me bless you. This simple illustration reveals what Jesus did on the cross. He took our part of the bill and paid it himself. We have a choice. We have a choice to say no to the offer and live our own way, or we say yes and accept God's offer of a restored relationship, a restored relationship living his way. I want to say it's a choice I made 34 years ago, and I believe it was the best choice I ever made. It hasn't always been easy, and it certainly doesn't mean I've been perfect for 34 years. But it's been the wisest and best choice I've ever made. Today, we are going to see Lucy, Catalina, Kerry, and Tim get baptized. We're going to hear their story as to how God has changed their lives. They are choosing to do this not only to show publicly that along with some 2.6 billion people that they've chosen to accept Jesus into their lives, but also they are being obedient to his directing. They have chosen to let him guide their lives, and they have chosen to not live a life for themselves but for him instead. As I end, I want to say how pleased I am that everyone in this room has chosen to come here this morning. Or maybe you aren't, but you're watching some of this online. You've chosen to access online. And if that's you, I hope you'll be blessed, just as we will be blessed this morning. Whatever the reason you chose to come, I hope you will find it informative and maybe challenging. Because Jesus is challenging. The message of Jesus is something that offers a challenge. We have to choose whether we want to accept that challenge or not. I want to offer you the same choice that Lucy, Catalina, and Kerry, and Tim have said yes to. We all have the choice to live for ourselves or give over our lives to the one who I believe made them. As we perhaps ponder what I've said and consider the choice, I'm going to just have a moment of quiet. And then I'm going to invite each of the young people to come and share their story around choosing a relationship with Jesus. For this is the reason why they come this morning and get baptized. Father God, we are so grateful that you chose to send your son. We are so grateful that your son chose to give himself for us. And Lord, I therefore just bring the people in this space, the people online, to you and ask that you would help them reflect on the choice. And I hope and pray that they would choose to say yes to the one who seeks to offer life in all its fullness.